So hi everyone, my name is Mia and I'm here to tell you something about the weirdest bugs in history. Who knows what this thing is? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Oh, quite a few people. So the story starts in September 1999 at NASA Jet Propulsion Lab. So this is the Mars Climate Orbiter, which was one of the biggest projects of NASA. So this thing, basically, it's a robotic probe. It's about the size of a small car, and there are no astronauts on board, nothing, just a bunch of sensors and a bunch of electronics. And so it's something like a weather satellite for Mars. So the idea was that it would cruise to Mars, get into the orbit, and study the weather and climate there. And the team had been working on this for many years. So this was a huge project. It was kind of a big deal. It cost millions of dollars. And after 10 months of just traveling through space, it was finally getting there. So this was the deployment there. Everyone was watching it live on TV. And what was supposed to happen is that the orbiter was supposed to enter orbit and then come behind the Mars and say, hey, I made it. And so people were waiting. Everyone was watching it live on TV. And there was a silence. They were waiting for a few minutes, for a few hours, but there was nothing. There was absolutely no signal there. So what happened? At first, no one knew. They just didn't get any signal, but they had no idea why. What was supposed to happen is that it was supposed to be around 110 kilometers from Mars. However, at some point, they realized that it was 57 kilometers from Mars. So that means that it was very close to it, and that altitude, the Martian atmosphere just tore it apart. So it probably broke into pieces or burned up. No one actually knows. So what happened here? What could have pushed it so far off the course? So the spacecraft was built by an external contractor. So it was a team that built a spacecraft. And NASA had its own team that was operating it, right? So there were these two teams. And there was one piece of software that was calculating the force of thruster firings, and it was integrated with the navigation software that was used by the operation team. And they checked the numbers afterwards to realize what was happening, and all the numbers were right. But the meaning of them was off. It was off by a factor of 4.45. And then they realized where was the problem. So the software that was outputting those values was using pound for seconds, which is basically the imperial measure of impulse. And the navigation software that was reading the same data was using Newton seconds, which is metric. So basically, you had two teams. One team was producing some data. The second team was reading the data. And they thought they were using the same units, but they weren't. And think about it. This was a project that was running for months and for years. It was quite a big deal. And every time during the mission, when the orbiter's small thrusters fired to adjust its course, basically the data was misinterpreted. So you might be wondering, how is it possible? Like, this is such a stupid error. Well, this was mostly communication failure, because NASA's team just assumed that everything is in metric. They never actually checked it. And they didn't have any tests. They just assumed it's metric because, well, we use metric, so why not? And the worst part of it is that actually some people at NASA found some inconsistencies weeks before the failure. So they went and they reported to the management, but management said, no, that could not happen. It's impossible. And so this is what happened afterwards. Speaking of single mistakes that cause worldwide disruption. Imagine this, you're a developer at Google, one day you push a commit, it's a very small change, and what happens next? Every website in Google is marked as dangerous, including Google itself. So this is exactly what happened in 2002 when a Google engineer made one tiny typo. So for 40 minutes, every Google search said, this site might harm your computer. And even Gmail was affected, email started going straight to spam, and the best part is there's only one service that wasn't affected, which is the ads. And they're now appearing randomly on my slides too, because the ads are everywhere and undestroyable. You might be wondering why not the ads. I have no idea. I guess ads always work. So what went wrong? Well, one of the engineers was updating the malware registry, which is basically just a list of dangerous websites. And instead of entering a specific URL, they accidentally added just one character, which is a forward slash. And in technical terms, this means everything. So you might be wondering, did they have tests? Well, they didn't. But not every bug needs fixing, and some bugs are so iconic that they actually never get fixed. Who knows the game Civilization? Oh, quite a lot of people. So it's a strategy game where you build and grow civilization and you're competing against historical leaders like Napoleon, Cleopatra, or